Head of Communication of Policy Think Tank Imani Ghana, Selom Brantier, says the decision by President Akufo-Addo to review some of the power purchase agreements by the previous government is welcome news. He said some of the agreements were not properly negotiated and have caused the nation greatly. Speaking on our current affairs program Focus, we discussed the President's State of the Nation address. Mr. Brantier said the government should abrogate some of the power agreements negotiated by the former NDC government, which have not yet commenced.
I think some of these were done in a hurry. Some of these were done by people who were very opportunistic and tried to cut their own deals. There were quite a lot of benchmarks done, especially against things like CarPower and the rest. That showed that the cost of acquisition could have been about two-thirds or even half what we paid for. And some of these things require that we really need to look into them and look into them objectively and forensically. And if nothing at all, it should serve as a guide to make future deals, because we still haven't reached the stage of full self-sufficiency in terms of energy. And there are still uncertainties about some of the resources that will be required to put our gas infrastructure together to get to full energy sufficiency. So I believe that it's a very good call by the President to review all of these agreements, and those that haven't even been proceeded into yet, if it is prudent to strike them off, you strike them off, and then we look for better partners to proceed with. Seeing how much energy has affected tens of thousands of jobs in this country, the last thing you want to do is to still let the status quo remain as to a kind of lax attitude towards important power agreements, especially with the huge debt of over 2.4 billion that is hanging on the energy sector. And it is important that the President is looking into that, because if nothing at all, it will serve as a terms of reference, a very good terms of reference to inform future decision making. And so it's a very, very important ingredient for growth.
Speaking via telephone, Deputy General Secretary of the NDC, Kwaku Anyidohu, described the President's address as impressive. He said he gives the President thumbs up for being bold enough to condemn the political violence that characterized his declaration as President. He also congratulated the President for praising the chairperson of the EC, Mrs. Charlotte Osei, on conducting a credible election. However, he said the President should have gone further to apologize to the EC chairperson for all the name-calling during the elections.
We congratulate him. He was able to address a lot of the core issues. In terms of content, I think also to give him the thumbs up, he was bold enough to admit that in the past 6 weeks, the lawlessness that has characterized his administration has come as an embarrassment to him. And then going forward, he has given full authority to the Inspector General of Police, Commissioner Santia Pietu, to crack the whip without fear or favor. It gives us a lot of assurance, because whatever he intends to do, be it free education, be it free fuel, be it no more taxes, be it dams and factories, minus internal peace and security, those things come to naught. And so if he's been bold enough to stand before the nation and say that he will not allow the lawlessness, the bigandry of the invisible forces to run riot, to run wild, and continue unabated, that's enough of commendation. Commend him for that. It was good to hear the President also commend the chairperson of the Electoral Commission, Charlotte Osei, for having done a good job. Very interesting point, because we recall the extent to which she was berated, the heavy heap of insults that the MPP piled on her when they were in opposition, all the name-calling, the fact that in opposition, Akufo-Addo himself said that the voters' register was over bloated with over 1 million foreigners. The voters' register had become an ECOWAS register, not a Ghanaian register. His running mate at the time said the voters' register was full of Togolese. So for him to eat humble pie and commend her, well, I think that we salute the President for that. Of course, if he had gone a bit further and apologized to Mrs. Charlotte Osei for all the name-calling, maybe would have put the President on a much higher pedestal.
Mr. Anyidohu further stated that he was disappointed that the President failed to tell Ghanaians where the source of funding for the free SHS is going to come from. He said the NDC will very soon come out with its own true state of the nation. Deputy Director of Communications of the NPP, Perry Okudjetu, said the President could not have touched on every issue which critics are calling for.
Was a message on the state of the nation. He also said once again that the budget will outline cost and expenditure of all of these things. So let's wait for the budget to be read. Once the budget is read, it will outline the source of funding, the cost of the project, and all of that.
You heard views of panelists on our current affairs program, Focus. We discussed the President's state of the nation.